Now, Tehran says recent anti-Iran sanctions imposed by the U.S. are a clear violation of the historic nuclear deal between the Islamic Republic and the P5+1 group of countries. Have a listen.
The U.S. measure directly affects the implementation of Iran's nuclear deal and denies Tehran of the benefits of the accord. Therefore, the move is indeed an act of non-compliance with JCPOA's clauses 26, 28, and 29. This requires an adequate reaction, and we're delighted to be on the same page with our colleagues in the Parliament's National Security and Foreign Policy Committee.
Senior diplomat reiterated that Iran will soon respond to the punitive action with a parliamentary bill. Araghchi added that the bill also included measures in support of Iran's armed forces and the Iranian people who've been harmed by the U.S. sanctions.
On Thursday, the U.S. Senate imposed new sanctions on Tehran in response to what it claimed Iranian destabilizing actions in the Middle East. Iranian officials rejected the accusations and interpreted fresh sanctions as part of America's malicious actions against the Islamic Republic.
We believe that the U.S. legislative action has to be responded through our legislative body. Our reaction to new U.S. measures will be firm and strong. We still have to hold further meetings to come up with a finalized bill in order to pass it at the parliament.
Tehran believes that fresh sanctions breach the nuclear deal with the P5+1 countries, and therefore other signatories to the deal must come out against the United States' decision.
The EU and the Security Council endorsed the nuclear deal, so the international community has to encounter the violator. Of course, the Iranian parliament will respond in kind, but the other signatories to the deal are responsible too.
Senior Iranian nuclear negotiator Abbas Araghchi notes that parliament's bill, which is a direct response to Washington's anti-Iran actions, includes measures in support of the Iranian armed forces and individuals who have been harmed by the recent actions. He said Washington has breached Articles 26, 28, and 29 of the JCPOA.
The United States has not implemented JCPOA in good faith. We can even say that in bad faith. Every time they implement their commitment in the JCPOA, they add some poison to that by adding new names to the sanction list, new designations. We don't believe that they are doing this in a constructive atmosphere. And we believe that they are doing everything to make impossible benefits of Iran from sanction lifting.
The Senate sanctions bill will be sent to the White House for U.S. President Donald Trump to sign it into law or veto. If he chooses to veto it, it is expected to garner enough support in both the Senate and the House to override his veto.
The U.S. is pushing forward the new sanctions at a time when it has recertified Iran's compliance with the JCPOA. Now, with Iran's president and parliament speaker Ali Larijani warning that Iran will respond to any violations of the deal by the U.S., it remains to be seen if the new sanctions will put the future of the landmark deal on the line. Hamid Javani for Press TV in Tehran.